Off the ball, GAA.
I think the manner in which Jack and his backroom team managed life post-Mead was just marvellous.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football Daily
on Off the Ball,
brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister program, proudly supported by Toyota.
Tuesday's Football Daily, I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll hear from Liverpool boss Arne Slot ahead of their Champions League clash away to Galatasaray. There's the return of a familiar face to Stamford Bridge, where Chelsea take on Benfica. And what has a former Bayern legend had to say about Newcastle's big money signing Nick Valdemada? But first to events in the Champions League tonight, and Liverpool will aim to get back to winning ways when they take on Turkish champions Galatasaray in Istanbul. The Premier League champions lost for the first time this season when they were beaten 2-1 away to Crystal Palace on Saturday, a result that saw their lead at the top of the table cut to 2 points. Arne Slot's side have conceded 4 goals from set pieces so far this season. They've conceded 2 goals in 4 of their 8 games in all competitions. Slot wants his team to recreate the performances they put in last season if they want to have more success this year.
The reason why we hardly concede is that 11 players work incredibly hard to make it difficult for the other team to even create a chance. And that's what we've done this season many times as well. But you can work as hard as you want, but a set piece is almost a different game inside the game.
Liverpool striker Hugo Ekitike says the arrival of British record transfer Alexander Isak at the club will help him develop as a player. Both are part of Slot's squad for tonight's game in Istanbul. Ekitike has scored 5 goals since his summer move from Eintracht Frankfurt.
I can't see one big club playing just with only one striker. I think it's good that he's here, you know. Even for me, you know, at my age, I think I have still a lot of things to improve and learn. So for me, it's good that he's here.
Galatasaray lost 5-1 away to Eintracht Frankfurt in their opening Champions League game. But domestically, they continue to dominate. They've won 7 from 7 this season in the league. They're already 6 points ahead of their city rivals, Fenerbahce. They also boast many players familiar to Premier League fans, including the likes of Mario Lamina, Davinson Sanchez, Ilkay Gundogan, Lucas Torreira and Leroy Sané. You can add in former Napoli striker Victor Osimhen and ex-PSG frontman Mauro Icardi. Despite Liverpool's loss the weekend, Lamina is wearing of a reaction.
I would like Liverpool to win this game, then to be confident to come in our home and expecting a comfortable game. So I think they will be interesting the way they're going to react about the defeat that they had.
Tottenham are in the Arctic Circle tonight to take on Norwegian champions Bodø/Glimt. The two sides met at the semi-finals of the Europa League last season. It's a competition Spurs went on to win, but manager Thomas Frank isn't taking the opposition for granted.
I think they are a fantastic team. I think their club is fantastic. I think the story is unique in many ways. I'm pretty sure that the whole Europe know about Bodø, because I think it's a little bit of a fairy tale.
Tottenham midfielder Lucas Bergvall says he's adding more and more to his game every day. The Sweden international has featured regularly this season and will be hoping for more game time tonight. Bergvall says playing in Europe's top competition is a lot different to last season's Europa League campaign.
It's the best thing for me as a player can achieve to win the Champions League. So yeah, I would say it's next level.
Chelsea boss Enzo Maresca says it'll be a privilege to come up against the club's former manager Jose Mourinho. The Portuguese takes his new side Benfica to Stamford Bridge tonight in what'll be just his 4th match in charge in his 2nd spell with Benfica. Maresca hopes if they can add more silverware soon, maybe the fans will sing his name just like they do with Mourinho.
I remember for some moment of last season, I think it was Southampton away, where the fans were starting to sing, "We have our Chelsea back." I'm already happy if they can sing as a team, as a club, we are doing something important.
Chelsea have 1 win from their last 5 matches, and that was in the EFL Cup last week against Lincoln City. So winger Pedro Neto says the team needs to do more to help their manager.
Football is like that. In one day you are the best, if you lose in the other day you are the worst. So when the manager won, he was the best in the world, and now he is losing, he is the worst in the world. It's the player's fault as well. We are on the pitch, we have to take the blame as well. We have to do much better, and as a team we have to focus on ourselves.
Meanwhile, Jose Mourinho isn't ruling out a return to Chelsea as a manager in the future.
We never know. After 25 years I was expecting to go back to Portugal to the national team, not to Benfica. And I'm back to Benfica. So I don't have career projects.
And on Monday night's football show, Nathan Murphy, Mick McCarthy and Will O'Callaghan discuss some of the problems Chelsea boss Enzo Maresca is currently facing.
Is Maresca going to come under pressure?
I'd say he's going to come under pressure pretty quickly if they don't start winning some matches. They obviously have a lot of injuries, but then they have an awful lot of players, and
yeah.
I guess they stockpiled all these players so that when these scenarios came about, it does seem that the fund behind Todd Bowley are going, here, Todd, have a word. Tell him he's got 2 or 3 months. And like, this is the problem you're going to have as a Chelsea manager, that when you invest that much money and if you're losing games stupidly, it's strange watching Chelsea, because Fernandes and Caicedo at times look exceptional, like they could have the best midfield in the league. João Pedro, there's flashes, but there's just not that level of consistency there with him. And maybe it's because of the injuries around, but I think they've too many attacking options. Like, we're talking about Liverpool trying to figure it out. I don't think there's an expectation that Maresca will ever figure out what their best team is. Mm. He's missing Cole Palmer at the moment. Yeah.
I thought their main players had all been there for a while, and I thought that you would have Caicedo, Fernandes, Lavia maybe when he comes in, and the three of them sort of maybe not always there at the same time, but like a consistent solid midfield, like that's as good as anybody, and I thought they'd build around that. And you look, it's like, but at the same time kind of overlook the fact that they're playing with like Tosin and Shalaba and Sanchez at the back. Like, that's bananas that they've spent that amount of money and that's what they're left in defence.
Mm.
Like, Cucurella is the, like, well, Reece James, fine, if he actually plays 5 games in a row and is who, you know, he's supposed to be, fine, that's grand, or fullbacks are grand. But other than that, like, I don't understand how they've left so many holes in the team.
To have all our football coverage at your fingertips, you can become a member and sign up at offtheball.com/join. Elsewhere in the Champions League tonight, Inter take on Slavia Prague. Marseille has Ajax Pavos FC have their first home game in the Champions League against Bayern Munich, and fresh from their derby win on Saturday, Atletico Madrid are at home to Eintracht Frankfurt. Those games all start at 8 o'clock. First up at 5:45, Kairat Almaty welcome 15-time winners Real Madrid to Kazakhstan. Atalanta take on Club Brugge in Bergamo. And Football Daily on Off the Ball is brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister programme, proudly supported by Toyota. Last night in the Premier League, Nuno Espirito Santo started life as West Ham boss with a 1-1 draw away to Everton. The former Nottingham Forest boss admits the Hammers have a lot of work to do, but he says he was encouraged by what he saw.
Now we are in the process of knowing ourselves better, so we can have good options, good solutions. The praise that Kerem did well, and this is what we expect from our squad.
Arsenal have confirmed that William Saliba has signed the new long-term contract with the club. As reported last week, the France international has agreed a 5-year deal. Real Madrid had been interested in the 24-year-old, though Saliba said back in March he was happy at Arsenal and wanted to achieve success with the club. Shamrock Rovers boss Stephen Bradley says his side are primed for a big end to their season. Rovers beat Bohemians last Friday to put themselves on the brink of the league title. This week, attention turns to Europe and the Cup. Rovers travel to Prague to take on Czech leader Sparta on Thursday in the Conference League before they return to Tala Stadium on Sunday for an FAI Cup semi-final against Kerry. Speaking to Off the Ball's David Wilson, Bradley says the hard work done in the opening parts of the season is crucial to put the club where they want to be, and now they have to kick on.
Yeah, we know that it's important that we do our work first part of the season, and you have to work extremely hard to put yourself in a position like this in the second part of the season. The players have done that. We're in a place where we're really close to winning the league. We're obviously in the same final of the cup, and we're in the league phase of Europe, and that's what we want at this club. We want to be playing big games second part of the season, and we know second part of the season is time to go to work, and it's time to do your business right, and that's where we are. And I've always said this group gets better second part of the season. Like I said, first part's about really working hard and grinding out results. Second part is when you go to work, and these players do that really well.
Bayern Munich board member Karl-Heinz Rummenigge has called Newcastle foolish for their club record signing of Nick Valdemada. Valdemada signed for Newcastle in August in a deal consisting of an initial fee of €75 million plus €5 million in potential add-ons. Bayern had pursued the forward as well over the summer, seeing him both as a long-term replacement for Harry Kane but also as an attacking player who would have complemented their current starting 11. Rummenigge said he can only congratulate the people in Stuttgart for finding a fool who paid that much money, because they certainly wouldn't have done it in Munich. And the clock is now ticking on one of the most famous stadiums in world football. Milan City Council has voted in favour of a proposal to sell the San Siro to AC Milan and Inter, along with its surrounding land. This will result in the iconic venue being demolished and replaced with a new stadium where the adjoining car park is currently situated. Monday night's council vote was very close, though. 24 members voted in favour, 20 were against. Members of the Forza Italia party, founded by former Milan owner Silvio Berlusconi, abstained from the vote, calling the plans flawed. Originally built in 1926, the San Siro underwent huge renovations for the 1990 World Cup. The stadium hosted the tournament opener. The hope for the Milan clubs is to have a 71,000 capacity new stadium ready for 2031. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
Football Daily
on Off the Ball,
brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister program, proudly supported by Toyota.